It is 5:31 PI, bringing our beautiful Pacific people together, but also Aotearoa together. We are live right now in the studio speaking more about what's coming up with Māngere Rotary. If you aren't aware, yes, I'm so happy to be part of this club, but also with community leaders that are doing so much within our community. And why not have a segment to speak more about it? We have the epic Samuel here to speak more about what's coming up with the Māngere Rotary Club, but also just to, you know, speak more about what the work they do, the work he does, and also just to cover what's coming up with the Māngere Rotary for 2021. Right now, Samuel Amos, if you could please introduce yourself to our people.
Hi, Tina. Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to have me on, Tina. It's great to be part of your radio show. As you mentioned, Tina, my name's Samuel Amos. I'm one of the members of Māngere Rotary, and I've been a member for maybe 2.5 to 3 years. Just as a bit of background, I'm 34. I work as a lawyer in Takapuna.
Awesome.
Quite a long way from Māngere, but I have connections and I actually live in South Auckland, so I'm a resident down there. And I work in the space of bringing people peace of mind in their legal affairs, and that's something I really enjoy doing. And Māngere Rotary is one of the things I like to do to give back and contribute to the community. In different ways, and I'm really proud to be the new president for Māngere Rotary this coming year.
Awesome. You know, I just love to, you know, I love seeing our young people as well. I call you, you know, your young advocate in the work that you do, but also the way you present yourself to our community and to the committee as well. You know, with your role being with Māngere Rotary, what's been the latest and how do you feel being part of this team and bringing, I guess, some change, but also a voice to the community?
Well, it's actually really exciting for me, Tina. It's probably one of the first things I've done in the community, in the Rotary space, is take a leadership role, and it's exciting to form a team around me. And we have some fantastic members in the club, some quite senior members who've been in the club 10, 20, even 30 years, and it's a unique, presents itself as a unique opportunity to really focus on Māngere and bring out the best in our young people. And what's really exciting is that we have two really new young members, Summer and Saniki, who are joining our team. They're two young professionals and also working in South Auckland. Summer works at Littlemore Hospital and Saniki, he works with the Ministry of Social Development. And so they're going to be a real asset to our team. And I'm really looking forward to bringing about some new positive changes for my year. Being one of the first presidents who hasn't been a repeat president, I'm brand new. So hopefully with the young people around me, we can put into action some of our plans.
Amazing, amazing. And you know, you have this epic, epic attitude that I really love and also the team loves as well for the upcoming role of being our president. And I'm super excited because you're always open to it, Sam. You're never like, oh, you know, what are the pros and cons? You're just like, yeah, Tina, let's do it. You know, just like the radio, you're like, I'm up for it. Like you just, you know, you always come out of, you know, taking risks, but also being open to it as well. So we really appreciate it. Hey, and Sam, what's coming up for Māngere Rotary?
Well, the biggest thing probably, Tina, is that it's our 50th year.
Woo.
So that makes it extra special for me as the president to try and lead the club into a whole new decade, if you like, and also celebrate our past achievements. We like to call ourselves a small club, which achieves big things. We punch above our weight, and we have some great funding initiatives and have contributed to some great causes over the years. We want to continue that, but we've got one or two new focuses for this year as part of the Rotary International theme of protecting and looking after the environment. So it's looking really exciting for this year, Tina.
Awesome, awesome, Sam. And for those that are tuning in, we will be getting more about what's happening with Māngere Rotary alongside the lead of Samuel himself. And Sam, last but not least, any last comments that you'd like to leave for the vision of Māngere Rotary?
Yeah, well, the question, I really think that's a great question, Tina, because sometimes we can lose sight of the people that we represent. And first and foremost, for me as president, my focus is to be Māngere solely, to really become almost a household name and promote ourselves and get out there amongst the Mangere community first and foremost, and that way hopefully we can show what we have to offer and allow people the opportunity to contribute in whatever way they can, and even become a part of our club. We're one of many clubs around the world, but as I say, we have something special in the sense that we are very much community focused, and we have such an incredible team behind us and wonderful spirit. So I really want to make Mangere Rotary a household name this year, and be around and be visual for people.
Amazing, Samuel. And, you know, thank you so much for your mahi, for your work, for your heart, but also just for taking the time to come and speak to our people tonight about Mangere Rotary. And for those that are tuning in right now, you can find more information on the Facebook page. I'll also be probably speaking to more of the team about Mangere Rotary and also the updates that will be coming through. Thank you, Sam, for your time. And thank you so much for those that are tuning in. This is 531 PI, bringing our people together.